blacksmith's hammer. If I'm left to Yitzha, still, the Tzara Gufay Mutter. You're allowed to use the Tzara Gufay. Rashi Dovah Shem Laftal Yisar in Tzarech B'Shabbos L'Gufay Shem Locha Cherbet Shel Hetem Mutter. If you want to use this hammer now for the purpose of cracking open nuts, that's Mutter, you're allowed to use it on Shabbos. But like we said before, that's providing you have no other nutcracker. If you have a regular nutcracker, then you shouldn't use a hammer. The Mora Eisvei Abaya L'Rabba. Abaya is the Kasha now to Rabba. Sto Alocha Meducha. Meducha is Rashi Shedorchen Boi Shum. That's like the chopper that they used to chop up the garlic there. Is meducha a chopper im yesh bo shum? If there's some garlic inside the chopper, then metalta noisoi. Then you're allowed to move the chopper. V'im lav, if there's no garlic inside, ain't metalta noisoi. You're not allowed to use it at all. Trashi im yesh bo shum metaltan oisoi agav hashum, because of the garlic. V'im lav ain't metaltan. Could go in leisha v'lef, you want to sit on it. Kivon the ikra malafta leschika. The ikra of this kli is meant for chopping. The meleches iser mishum teichin. A lot of chop things, grind things on Shabbos. So since this kli is ikra miyucha to chop on, you're not allowed to use it even to sit on. So here you see a kli shum lafta leiser is also afilu tzara gufay. You're not allowed to sit on the chair and on this kli. And the Gemara name and the Basar Rav answers. Omalei hamani Rav Nechemyi. I tell this price that goes according to Rav Nechemyi Shita, that he's very machmen against Hilchos Muktzah. And we don't hold like Rav Nechemyi. Rav Nechemyi says, the Yomar, ein kli nital ela litzarech tashmishai. Any kli, you're only allowed to touch it for the purpose that it's oimit for. Moshal a fork. You're only allowed to use the fork, according to Rav Nechemyi, to eat with. If you want to use the fork. If you want to pick up a fork to do something, to move something away, according to Mechem Yitzmutter. Even though a fork is a kli shem laftal heter, it's only mutter to touch kelim for the purpose it's oimed for. That's the chumer of Nechemya. So according to Nechemya Pshitam, since this meducha, this chopper, is oimed for chopping, you can't use it at all on Shabbos. Shrashi tashmisha means ham yuchid loy, that it's oimed for. For the more eitzah, I have another kasha. Shemela's not shren rabba. This price goes according to Nechemya, and we don't possibly like Rabbi Nechemya. The more eight for another kasha. The Shami Yerim and he told him as only liksev all of Bosser. Now let it touch on Shabbos. Only that's like the butcher's knife. Or else underneath the butcher's knife you have the board there that you chop the meat on top of. If so, a noitlin as only liksev all of Bosser. Or Beisilu Matirim. Beisilu says no, on Yontif you let it touch it. Of a Vishovin, both Beisilu Mashama Moida, Shim Kots of all of Bosser, after you already chopped the meat on top of this board, then it's also to metaltlit. Shrashi Vishovin, Beishama Beisilu, Shenechlin, Benoitle Mes Oli, Licks of all of Bosser, Yomtov, of a Shim Kots of all of Bosser, Shosla Tzorach Simchas Yomtov. Have you already used it? You already cut your meat on Yomtov ready? Now it's also Taltloi. Tahai de Kishore Beisilu. Why was Beisilu Matthew to use this board? Mishum Simchas Yomtov Kishori. Alma, Mishum the Oli Malachta Liyisa, Lichtisha's Targus, since this Oli is a type of a kli that's meant to use as a chopper, Batistad Oklipas, Eitzim, Lave Bem Oiris Osser, since the kli is meant to be used, Liyisir, it's called the kli Shamlachta Liyisir, it's also to use for any purpose at all. So it's Nachamal Akasha on Rabba. And for the Gemara, Isavu Lishnuyalei, Krem Nechemya. Rabba wanted the first answer, Tay the goes according to Krem Nechemya again. That holds that a kli is only mutter, litzarek is ikka purpose is aimed for. For no other purpose can you touch a kli. But since we don't pass like the Nechemi, it would be shver. But then he said no. Kivan de shoma, lohod de yomer rav chinano, ba shalmiya, mishmei de rav, that he said, hakel moidim, everybody is maskim, besichi ziri yamazari. These are three type of very expensive kelim. So Rashi learns kli tzavoyim hein, the kelim used for dyeing. Rabbeinu Levi Pirish Kli Organ, the type of kelim used for weaving. The kits are very expensive kelim. Is kivon the kopet alayu, since people are makbid not to use it for anything else. This is called like a malach, a muksa makmach soren kits. You're afraid it'll get ruined. You have special kelim you only use for a certain purpose. You'll never use it for something else. He's the weaver, the special tools he has to weave with, he's makbid not to use it for any other purpose. So that's called like yamakbid alayu, miyachad lo mokim. You put it away in one place. That's muksa. That's not called the kli shem laftal yisr. Laftal yisr means like a hammer. A hammer, true. The roiv, the ikir of it, is used to bang nails. But you're not makpa to use hammer for some other purpose. If you want to attack a bang, give a crack nuts in the middle of the week, you'll use it. You're not makpa dafka not to use hammer for any other purpose. That's called the kli. But these things are called like kli shem laftal muksa makmas sar kit. They're so valuable, you only use it for one thing. You never use it for anything else. So since on Shabbos you can't weave with it, it's not called a kli at all on Shabbos. Mele it's muksa. Trashi the kopra layu humin. The workman is makvid. Shlo yislach lechu. Shlo yisakmu. He doesn't want his kiln to get dirty or to get bent. So mele miyachad le mokim trashi maksa lohu biyadayim. That implies that you're setting aside in a special place that you're not going to touch it at all on Shabbos. So that's taka muksa. That you can't touch for any purpose at all. That's called a kli real again like a muksa machlas tzarn kis. Since it's so valuable, you don't want to touch it at all on Shabbos, you can't touch it for any purpose. So here also the same thing. This oli was a very expensive thing, or the umen used it, he didn't want, not expensive, but the umen used to use it, he didn't want it to get bent, so mainly he wouldn't use it. Rashlan's hochi nami oli yamaducha. Zayat the oli who in the maducha, it's miyachad lamokim. It's hochi nami miyachad lamokim. It's something you put aside that you don't use for any other purpose. So that's like a muksa, a bigger muksa, and you can't touch that for any purpose. Itma, Rabbi Yechia bar Avin Am Rabbi Yechidan, Kornes shel Zahovim Sheninu. He holds you even allowed to use a hammer that you use to bang down gold with. Even such a hammer, still you could use on Shabbos. Still it's mutter. Trashi Kornes shel Zahovim. Afal pi de kopper a lake tzaf, even though you're a little makbid, it's a hammer you use to bang down gold with. Shetzarech sheicholik, you have to make sure usually that hammer is nice and smooth. Lerade tasen to smoothen down the gold. Afilu ochin kiven shemasaken al yedei hakor shemak al asadin. Even if the front, the face of the hammer will get a little bent, you could fix it easily. Just give one bang down on a smooth piece of metal; it'll smooth out. It's lemaksile. People are not makpe, not to use it for any other purpose. The kol shchein shashan nefochim karaba and avada any other type of a hammer that people are not makpe, not to use for another purpose. That's only called a mukso machmas shemlach tal yisr. That's mutter l'sar gufa sar mekoymi. If you want to use this hammer to crack open nuts on Shabbos, it's mutter. Rav Shomin bar Abba Ramanein kornis shel b'samim sheninu. He learned kornis shel b'samim. Rashi listek boy. You have to dafke the hammer that you use to chop up the b'samim. The Maman the Yama the B'samim, the one that says the B'samim is Mutter, Kol Shechein the Zehubin. Avadi, you're allowed to use the hammer that's meant to use for gold also. Mashenkein Man the Yama Shel Zehubin. But the one that says you're allowed to use the hammer that's made to make to smooth out gold, that hammer not makbid on so much. Avod the B'samim Kopra Layim. But the hammer used to shmesh, to grind up the B'samim, that you makbid. Trashi Shle Yimus. You don't want it to come Mias. And since you use it for some, you use it either to make smell or to make spices, you want the spices to be clean. So you don't want the hammer to be used for some other purpose and get dirty, and then it'll be me to use it for the food or to use it for the spices. So for that, he's makpid. Mashenk, when you're making gold, like Rashi said before, you don't care that much if it gets crooked or so, because it's very easy to fix it up. If it gets a little bit dirty, it's not something you can eat the gold. You can polish the gold later, so you don't care if it gets dirty. So therefore, he holds that shakurnis is mutam, shob samim though is also. What's magaya to us, though, all these kelim, the shemach lis like a hammer, you're allowed to use it on Shabbos, but serach dovra mutam. If you have no other kli to use, you're allowed to use a hammer to bang open a nut or bang over something else that's mutam on Shabbos. Right, the viesakush viesakarka. Mishnah says you're allowed to take these kelim that the weaver uses to stick it into food to pick up food with. It looks like a toothpick. Tana rabbonin, pogo, if you have a radish, it was stuck into straw. It was like buried in straw. V'charora, who didn't have a cookie? She'tomna b'gecholim, that you're baking it now and it's buried into the coals. Is in magula mitzasa, if a little bit of the cookies or of this poga of the radish is sticking out, then mutla tautla, just pick up that piece that's up and pull it out right away. Because why? What's the shash that you're moving on the side? I got the coals. That's called tiltum and atzad, that's mutter. Since the ikka you're picking up is the radish. Either radish is making the coals move on the side, so what? That's called tiltum and atzad. The imlav, but if there's nothing to grab the coals on top, to grab the radish on top, then it's like osla tautla. Because you can't grab the radish. How do you get to the radish? You first have to move along to tevin, that's muksa, that's osla to metal to the tevin. We have laws ben tadoy yoimer. Toichvin v'kush oy v'kark. We have another etzah. In the case you have this radish that's buried into straw, muksadik is straw. Now you want to get the radish out of the straw. He has another etzah. Take this kush, take a long stick, and stick it in to the radish and pick up the radish. V'hein menaros meleim, and it'll move out by itself. The same thing. Because what are you actually being metalta? What are you touching? Only the stick.
Now the stick is a klishom naftal yisr, but the tzara guf is mutter. So you're allowed to use the stick to touch it. So what you're touching is just the stick. Either the stick now is moving away the tevin to get into the pugger, that's called the tiltum minatzad. That's called minatzad, it's moving it, and he holds the smutter. We're passing like him. Lemeimer, you're telling us now. Tisov Rav Nachman tiltum minatzad leishmei tiltul. That if you're only moving it minatzad from the side, you're not really touching the muks itself. Your hand is not touching the tfuam or the gecholim, the coals. No, your hand is already touching the stick, and the stick is going into it. That's called the tiltum minatzad. And since it's the tzarech dover hamuter, it's the tzarech to pick up the radish or pick up the cookie. That's mutter. For the Makash Aib, Omer of Nachman, Hai Pugla, if you have a radish stuck into the ground, Milmalo Lamata Shari, if the thicker part of the radish is on top, then you're allowed to pull it off the ground. Because since the thicker part is on top, like out of the ground, when you pick it up, you're not moving the ground at all. Mashenkein, Mimata Lamala, if the thicker part is in the ground, and the top part of the radish, the smaller part, the narrow part is on top, then it's usur. You're not allowed to pick up this radish out of the ground. Why? Because when you pick up this radish, even though you're holding on to the radish, you have to move the dirt on the side. So the Khuri, you see, it's usur to move the dirt, even minatzad. Because what are you actually holding? You're holding the radish. Now, by picking up the radish, you're making the dirt fall on the side, that's a tilt of minatzad. So you see, he held with usur. Hamtigmara nechnami. Hodar. Rav Nachman was chayzer from this last halacha, and halacha we hold that tiltum and atzad is mutter. You're allowed to use the move the muksar with the hepatitic kli. Moshe, we said, if you have muksar on the table and you want to clean off the table, you want the mukkan to be clean, you're allowed to take a fork and a knife and move aside the muksar. Because you're moving aside the muksar tiltum and atzad, you're not touching it directly, you're only holding the fork. That's mutter. I'm not to move it away because you want this place clean. That's mutter. Or like here you want to use the radish. The radish is mutter. So you're allowed to put the stick inside the coals to get the radish, to get the cookie. That's called tiltum minatzad. That's mutter. You're allowed to touch a needle on Shabbos if the purpose is to take out a splinter. Shalach le rova brei the rabba le rab Yosef. If you have a needle that the charora, the hole, came off it, or else the point came off it, maho. What's the loch? Are you still allowed to touch this on Shabbos or not? Omele tenisu, we learned, machet shel yad, you're allowed to take a needle on Shabbos, lito bo es hakoitz. V'chima yichbas ta lakoitz, bein akubosh, bein shem lakubo. And what's the difference if its purpose is taking off the splinter, whether the needle has its hole on top or not? You don't need the hole. The Torah says it's still called a kli. The purpose now using this needle on Shabbos is to use the point to take out the splinter. So even though the top hole came off the needle, so what? It's still called a kli. The more Eitzah have a kash on you. Machet shenitu charorum. If you have a needle that the hole came off it, or yuksa, or else the needle, the point came off it, yishno tahira. As if this needle was tumming, and now the point or the hole came off it, it's like, oh, it's kli, it's no more kli, then it becomes Torah. So what's the kash? Lechura, who are then? You shouldn't be allowed to use it on Shabbos either. For the Gemara, Amar Abaya, had Tumah Shabbos Keramis. What's the kash? Ilchas Tumah, Tilchas Shabbos. Tumah. The loch of Tumah is that Kol Zaman Kli Maisavinim. You have to have a Kli that you could use. Kol Zaman, this Kli is usable, it's Makabal Tumah. When the needle has its point and its hole on top, you could use it to sew with. When one of the two come off it, you can't use it anymore. So, man, let's not call the Kli Maisa, it's Tohar. Mashenkin Linyan Shabbos. Here we're handling the Rabbonic is of Muksa. Muksa means something has no use for you, you can't use it. If it has a use, you could use it. Midi the Chazi Binyan, albeit something you could use. Vonami Chazi Lemishko, but here, even though the hole came off the needle, so what? Since it still has a point, you could use the point to take out the splinter on Shabbos, therefore it's Mutter. Omar Rova Zakrova, Manda Kamoisev, Shabba Kamoisev, no. The one that asked the Kasha of Nilchas Shabbos, Nilchas Tumah, is the good Kasha. Why? It's a raya. Mid linyan tumah lav monahu. Since the gate ilchas tumah, you see when the hole comes off the needle, it's tor. It's not called a kli. Doctor, it's a svar linyan Shabbos nami lav monahu. It's a svar of ilchas the rabbanon even. When the rabbanon said on Shabbos you could touch a kli, he only said you're allowed to touch a kli that has the same kli. If ilchas tumah, we see the tumah goes off it. It's not called a kli anymore. That's a svar from muks osho shablai bosa. Neitzve, Avakash, and you name, Machet.
Yes, that's more again, and of Kuv Chov Gimel, Omer Aleph.
bottom again. Let's start from the dots again. Machet shayad little boy, that you let a touch a needle on Shabbos, even though it's a klisha machtel yisur, it's aimed to use for sewing. But if you want to use it now, sir, dover hamuta to take out a splinter, it's muta. So the more sholach le rava brei the rabba le rab Yosef. Hilamdeinu rabbeinu, you taught us. Machet she nitol charora, if you have a needle that was taken out, it's charora, it's whole. Oy uksar, else the point of the needle, mahav. What's the lochiv? This needle still roy to be touched, is it still called a kli? Can you touch it on Shabbos or not? Omale tenisu, we learned, machet shayad, if you have this needle that you use to sew with which you hints, lito bo es akoitz, that you're allowed to take it on Shabbos to take out a splinter. Is, so mel is called a kli, shamachtel yisr, but smutle tsarach dover mutter. Your little boy sakoitz, you're allowed to use the needle on Shabbos to take out the splinter. As if the purpose of using the needle is to take out a splinter, what's the difference if the needle has a hole or doesn't have a hole? As long as you could use it to take out a splinter, it's right to touch to use on Shabbos. Eisva, have a kasha. Machet shenitl charora, if you have a needle that the hole came off it, oy uksar, else the point came off the needle, is toira. That means if it's once tomei, now it becomes tor. So you see, it's not called a kli. So Abzai, you should be yosset to touch on Shabbos, you should be like muksa. Omer Abaye, Tuma Shabbos Karomis, Yesi Mekasha from Tuma Tilcha Shabbos, Tuma Kli Maisa Binan. Again, the Tuma has to be a Kli Maisa. So therefore, since it's not a Kli Maisa, it's not for you to use now, since it doesn't have a point, it's Torah. Obelinyin Shabbos, Midi Dechazi Binan. For Shabbos, though, it has to be a Kli that you could use it. As long as it could be used, it's still called a Kli. See, you could use this needle to take out a splinter. So Mel is Mutter to touch on Shabbos. It's the coat. It's still usable to take out the splinter. Omar Rav was a Rav name. Man the kemoisiv shapu kemoisiv. The one that asked the kasha was a good kasha of nichos tuma. The what middle in yin tuma lav monhu since the hilchos tuma, it's not considered a kli. And we'll soon see why, because people throw it away. Is linyin Shabbos nami lav monhu legeit is Shabbos now. You're not allowed to touch it on Shabbos because people are aiming to throw it away. It loses its shame kli. Meisva avakasha machet, if you have this needle bein nekuva, whether it has a hole in it, bein shenin nekuva, whether it doesn't have a hole in it, is mutla tautla b'Shabbos. Still, you light up in the tautla on Shabbos, you can touch it on Shabbos. V'loy omru nekuva, and we don't say the loch of nekuva. V'loy omru nekuva elalinyan tuma bavad. It's only a loch of ilchus tuma that if it doesn't have a hole anymore, it's not mekabel tuma. But kopon misif for Shabbos claw, even though it doesn't have a hole, still you could touch it on Shabbos. So you see, don't not makish hilchas Shabbos hilchas tuma. And the Gemara tirgumo abaya liba the rova the gulmi askinan. The gulmi means like a plain piece of metal. While that's first making the needle, the Rashi says the gulmi machtin ho imedis linokiv. You have this plain piece of metal that's oimed now to make it into a needle to make a hole in it. The nekuva. Therefore, if you have the needle, it's called nigmar malachta, the point. Without the point, it's not nigmar malachta. Hilkach. Then you told me, who do I have a kli? Ava batilta shar yudachosi lokutz. Mashenke, in this piece of metal, since it's oimid now to make it into a kli, it's mutter to touch on Shabbos. Why? Because zimna de milna chalaya umeshavi lamona. Because sometimes people leave it the way it is. They don't go to finish it off to make it a point or to make the hole. They leave it the way it is. So when you're first making the needle, it's still called a kli. Avul heich, od de nitu charboro yukso, odom zorko lebein grew toys. But once you had a finished needle with the hole at the top and the point, and then one of them came off, then it's aimed to throw it away. People don't keep it anymore, they throw it away. So that's not called a kli anymore. Trashi grew toys, shivri matris, broken piece of metal. Adam Zorkan Laben Grutois, people throw it away now. Therefore it's not called a needle anymore. Yeah, so the more of it. Asuvi Yanuka. If you want Asuvi Yanuka, the trash means Lahachlak Seder Evorov Kushunelet Evorov. Poshit, if a kid was born on Shabbos, as soon as the kid is born, you want to like straighten out, smooth out his bones. So it's Asuvi Yanuka, you want to smooth out, straighten out his bones. Is Rab Nachman also. Nachman says it's also to do on Shabbos. Could Rashi the domi lemasakin? Looks like you want to fix. You're fixing up the person. Domi to masakin. It's also with the rabbonin. For Rav Shesha Shorit, Shesha says no. It's muta. It's not nirik masakin. Omer Rav Nachman minua minulo. So Nachman brings a riot to himself to say that it's also. How do we know it's also? The Tanan ein oisin.